The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is End Time Headlines, and it is the 23rd of November. We're 2 days away from Thanksgiving. I'm coming to you live today, or this afternoon, rather, from Virginia. This is not, if you're watching this, this is not our normal setting, as you know. If many of you guys who follow us, you'll know, and you won't recognize the background that I am in, because we are at our, I'm at my in-law's house in Virginia. We're here for Thanksgiving for this week, so we're not broadcasting our normal location, our normal studio, so everything looks different. The lighting, the visual, the videos, and all that, and so on and so forth. But nevertheless, we want to talk about something today in this broadcast. I know we've not been on here for a couple of days, but I'm seeing something that I want to talk about today in today's segment. Before we get into that, if this is your first time joining us, we want to welcome you to the broadcast. I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the voice, and the pastor of End Time Headlines. And if you're new here on Facebook Live, let us know in the comment section below that you are new and this is your first time joining us. Let us know where you guys are joining us from. As always, we'd appreciate to hear from you and where you guys are joining us from. Is the restrainer being lifted from America? Is the restrainer being lifted from America? Before we get into that, I want to talk about some crazy stuff that's happening. Again, not third world countries, not outside of America, but just in America alone. I know there's going to be an opposing side. There's going to be an argument to say that prophecy does not center around America, and I'm fully aware of that. But today, on today's segment, I want to be dealing with just America. Now, you say, why are we dealing with just America? Because America has been what I believe to be one of the leading Gentile nations promoting the gospel for years and years and years. The United States of America has been the leading Gentile nation taking the gospel around the world. Matthew 24, this gospel, the kingdom shall be preached to all the world as a witness, and then the end shall come. So America has been a leading proponent of that, promoting and accelerating and funding missionaries and sending them around the world and so on and so forth. But I believe winds of change are here. I believe times have changed, and I believe we're seeing a shift. I believe there's a shifting taking place, and I believe America as we know it as a whole is going into blindness. I believe the restraining power of the Holy Spirit is slowly and surely being lifted off America. Now you say, what do you mean by that? I believe, again, America's favor, America's blessing, America's prosperity, America's notoriety, America's dominance, all the above, I believe we're seeing the hand of the Lord slowly being lifted. How else do you explain the crazy stuff that we're seeing? So let's get into that. Let me talk about some of these headlines that has happened over the last few weeks that you can't explain this. Here's an article by Michael Snyder, and I believe he nailed this on this. The future is here, and it will be filled with endless looting, rioting, and civil unrest. Now, obviously, this particular article, he was dealing with the recent slew of robberies and looting that's been going on, especially in the eastern part of the United States and up north. And we're going to get to that, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But then you got headlines like this. You got stories like this coming out of Philadelphia, where a pregnant woman in Philadelphia was fatally shot while unloading presents from her baby shower. According to reports, a seven-month pregnant woman was fatally shot in the head and stomach after attending her own baby shower on Saturday night. This is horrific, guys. According to a CNN affiliate, the woman had been unloading gifts when she was shot and fired upon. In a statement, The Philadelphia Police Department said the 32-year-old was shot about 8:35 p.m. on the 6200 block of Palmetto Street. Officers took her to Einstein Medical Center, where she was pronounced dead at 9:06 p.m., and her unborn child was pronounced dead about 10 minutes later. Absolutely tragic event. Again, according to reports, this pregnant woman was simply unloading presents where she had just celebrated the soon birth of her child. Can you imagine? Had no clue that her life would sensibly be taken. Absolutely senseless killing, senseless murder. Again, shooting and killing her while she's unloading her presents from her baby shower. Let's go to New York. Here's a ridiculous story. A Bronx woman used obituaries to rob homes as people attended funerals. Thankfully, she was arrested and is now serving 11 years in prison for burglarizing homes in New York while the families that she was burglarizing were attending funerals for relatives. According to the report, Latonya Stewart, 30 years of age, was found guilty while burglarizing six homes between 2017 and 2018. So this happened a few years ago, but now we're seeing the full investigation on Stewart. Stewart had faced a sentence ranging from 3.5 years to a maximum of 15 years in state prison. According to the report, between this time frame, she burglarized the homes of six Westchester County residents and in the Bronx region, where out of the house attending their spouse's wake or funeral service. Stewart targeted the homes after searching through online obituaries. So she would basically, what it's saying is that she discovered by going on that there was funerals happening or wakes happening. And while they were happening, she went in and took advantage of them and robbed their homes. Then let me go to a more recent stuff here. Look at this headline from the Daily Mail. This is from the Daily Mail. The new normal, ? Bay Area is struck by third consecutive day of looting as a 50-strong hammer gang storms jewelry store after Macy's and other stores were hit. Thieves take advantage of woke misdemeanor law. Quote, the San Francisco Bay Area faced a third consecutive day of brazen shoplifting on Sunday. According to the reports, a group of 40 to 50 teenage looters wielding hammers smashed glass cases at Hayward Jewelry Store and ran off with an unknown amount of goods at around 5:30 p.m. on Sunday. The suspects also reportedly ran into other stores and the Southland Mall and walked away with clothes and shoes, though police do not know how many items were actually stolen. And then at about an hour later in San Jose, a group of suspects entered a Lululemon, I believe that's how you pronounce that, in the outdoor mall at Santa Row and took an unknown amount of merchandise before they fled the scene. The thieves, these thefts come one day after a group of 80 guys, brazen shoplifters entered a Nordstrom in nearby Walnut Creek. Three people arrested in that incident alone, in which three employers were injured. And on Friday, a Louis Vuitton store in San Francisco's Union Square was targeted and ransacked by a group of more than a dozen thieves. Residents and the business owners in the area cite a 2014 law that downgraded. Listen to this. This is unbelievable. The business owners in the area cite a 2014 law that downgraded the theft of property less than $950 in value from a felony charge to a misdemeanor for the rise in thefts. They also blame woke San Francisco district attorney for a rise in crime He now faces a recall election amid fury over his soft on crime stance. So again, so in a period of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have three consecutive days of looting with these mass gangs of looters just coming into the stores. If you guys saw the videos that were circulating online, you can find these on YouTube. You can find these on local affiliates out of this area and out of this region. They just come in, just mob deep, coming in, ski mask, coverings on their face. I mean, we are in COVID, you know, we're in the COVID times where everybody's got a mask on, everybody's got a face covering. So it's not necessarily going to be easy to identify anyone anyways. This has been one of the main concerns that's been out there and talked about from day one with everybody wearing masks and face coverings. If these situations happen like this, it's going to be very difficult to identify people, especially let alone when you have 40, 50, and 80 people together. So you have this going on. Let me give you some more stuff that's going on here. Again, what are we talking about today? The question is, actually, it's not even a question. In my title, the restrainer is being lifted. The restrainer is being lifted. And again, we're going to talk about more about this restrainer in just a second. Look at this headline. This is unbelievable. A convicted rapist, convicted rapist receives no jail time for the crimes against teenage girls as the judge rules incarceration isn't appropriate. According to the report, this New York man, imagine that, convicted of raping multiple teenage girls while he was in high school, will not spend any time behind bars after a judge there determined that, quote, incarceration isn't appropriate. Christopher Belter, formerly of Lewiston, New York, pled guilty in 2019 to raping one young girl and sexually abusing three others during parties at his parents' wealthy home just outside Niagara Falls. But now he is 20 years of age, was between 16 and 17 years of age when he committed the crimes. His victims were between the ages of 15 and 16. The maximum punishment for his actions would have been 8 years in a state prison, but on Tuesday, he was sentenced to 8 years of probation instead and ordered to register as a sex offender. Oh, hold on now. Wait a minute. We can't use that term, though. Let me show you something else. We can't use the term sex offender, or at least in the state of Colorado, because according to a recent report, the way sex offenders are labeled is changing in Colorado. And you can mark my words that if this flies in one state, we already know it's going to be a domino effect, and it's going to go from state to state to state to state, and eventually this is going to be par of the course. But according to a local affiliate out of Colorado, the way sex offenders are labeled is now changing in Colorado. The board that sets state standards voted recently to change the term sex offenders to, quote, reflect so-called person first language. What? The Sex Offender Management Board, which is made up of everyone from public defenders to prosecutors, set standards and guidelines for treatment providers. So the new terminology will only be used in that context. It doesn't change the term sex offender in law or the criminal justice system, but some worry it's a step in that direction. Quote, I'm involved today after hearing that it would be improper or offensive in some manner for me to refer to the man who raped me as a sex offender. Again, how else do you, guys, listen, this is unbelievable. we're seeing stuff that's just, we would have never thought we would see in our day. And listen, it doesn't stop there. Let me pull up this headline again. Okay. Again, once you let the horses out of this, when you let one horse out of the stable, they're all going to come out of the stable. I don't know if you saw this. Look at this headline up on your screen here. A non-binary professor recently said that pedophiles should now be properly called minor attracted people. Let me give you a little bit of the backdrop on this. Alan Walker, an assistant professor at Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia, I'm in the state of Virginia right now, is arguing that minor attracted people are those sexually drawn to children under the age of 18 should not be ostracized, listen to this, for their attractions. In other words, we should not ostracize those because they're attracted to minors. He goes on and suggests that such urgings are okay so long as they are not acted upon. What? Guys, this is an assistant professor at a school saying that it's okay to have such dark, evil, demented, twisted, and unnatural affections as long as you keep it to yourself and don't act upon it. Let's read on. Walker, who identifies as queer and non-binary trans, said during a recent interview, there is, quote, no mortality or immortality. I'm sorry, let me back up. There is no morality, sorry, or immorality attached to attraction to anyone, because no one can control who they're attracted to at all. In other words, the professor went on to say, quote, it's not who we're attracted to that's either okay or not okay. It, quote, it's our behaviors and responding to that attraction that are either okay or not okay. Well, the world will agree with you, I'm sure. But being that we are a biblically based ministry and podcast, according to the word of God, this is not okay. For example, Jesus said, if any man looks upon another woman, or a man or woman looks upon another man to lust after them, he has already committed adultery in his heart. So yeah, that's not going to fly according to the word of God. But he went on to say that, without boring you, going on and on and on with this, he is saying here, guys, that using the term pedophile to describe someone like this is offensive and it's insensitive. And that, let me read this quote. This is what he said during the conversation. Walker stated a desire to be extremely clear that child sexual abuse is never, ever okay, but having an attraction to minors, as long as it isn't acted upon, doesn't mean the person who has those attractions is doing something wrong. He went on to say, quote, I think we're having a tendency to want to categorize people with these attractions as evil or morally corrupt. Well, are you trying to say that it's not? Are you trying to say that it's acceptable or that it's normal to have those thoughts? Because I'm 44 years of age and I can honestly say that I've never once had such thoughts cross my mind. And I consider myself to be pretty normal. But he went on to say that, quote, but when we're talking about non-offending MAPS, by the way, that's according to this professor, we should replace the term pedophile with the word MAP, M-A-P, which is the acronym for minor attracted person. So we can't call him a pedophile. We got to call him a, oh, look, that's a minor attracted person. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the restrainer is being lifted from America. How else do you explain such crazy stuff that's happening? I'm sick of people calling things like this normal. It's okay. It's acceptable. What goes on there is not our business. That's what got us in this in the first place. That's what's got us in trouble in the first place. And listen, you know what else I'm sick of? I'm sick and tired of so-called Christians with the same attitude. They have the same attitude about the shedding of innocent blood. They have the same attitude about the what God defines as marriage. They have the same attitude about everything that God calls and deems an abomination. You have a lot of Christians that now they don't want to take a stand. They don't want to raise a standard. They don't want to call what is evil, evil. But instead, they just throw their hands up. They just shove their shoulders and they say, you know, what is, whatever will be. And I'm just here for the ride. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm telling you guys, the restrainer is slowly being lifted. And then, of course, we have this story right here, guys. Just, I have to restrain myself from being angry. This nut job right here shouldn't even been walking the streets, let alone carry out what he just carried out in Wisconsin. Are you kidding me? This man who had what, 49 counts? 49 counts of criminal activity on his record. And two judges freed a career criminal this year, despite active warrant before he allegedly went on the rampage. According to the, I read one story, one report on this that said the same vehicle that he used to run over the people in Wisconsin, he ran over some other lady in a dispute. Guys, how is this even possible? People are carrying out crimes, burglaries, looting, murders, killing, pedophilia, rape. We're seeing everything under the sun. And it's exactly, the prophet said the day would come when evil would be called good and good would become evil. And the Bible said that the day would come, and it talks about this. There was a day in the Old Testament, and we're obviously seeing a repeat of this because as we get closer to the time of the end, we know that perilous times are going to come. Evil's going to wax cold. The love of many will grow cold. And we're seeing all this stuff happen. But it said that the day would come when every man would do what is right in his own sight. There is no absolute. There is no morality. There is no standard. There is no truth. What is truth for you is different for me. What is what you consider to be moral for you is not moral for me. What is considered to be right for you is not right for me. What you call evil, I call good. And what you call good, I call evil. Every man is doing what was right in his own eyes. How can that be possible? I'm going to tell you how it's possible. Because the restraining power of the Holy Spirit, which resides in the church to a certain level, but he's also, guys, the Holy Spirit is also active in the earth. Listen, if he wasn't, if the restraining power of the Holy Spirit was completely lifted off of the planet, it would be completely in flames right now and would completely be destroyed. Now, I want to show you a verse of scripture. This is what we're leading up to prove the point here. Now, listen, this is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verses 7 and 8, the Apostle Paul speaking here to the church of Thessalonica. And by the way, this is a major end time verse. This absolutely deals with the time of the end. It deals with the end times. It deals with the end of the age. It deals with the rise of the Antichrist, and it deals with the coming of the Lord. For the mystery, this is 2 Thessalonians 2:7-8. For the mystery of lawlessness, even the Apostle Paul said that lawlessness, this spirit of lawlessness, is going to be so great, so dark, so wicked, and so evil in the last days that he even called it a mystery. And he said this mystery of lawlessness is already at work. So in other words, it was already at work in Paul's day. And it says only he who now restrains. So he says there's a restraining force will do so until he is taken out of the way. So there's a restraining force that has to be removed. And I believe, listen to me, and I know some of y'all is going to disagree with this, but I believe the major restrainer in the earth today, right now in 2021, present tense of the recording of this broadcast, the main restrainer is the church. The spirit-filled, Bible-believing, blood-bought, born-again church that's in the earth right now. We are the restrainer, but Paul says when we are taken out of the way or we are removed from the earth, then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Guys, this verse in 2 Thessalonians 2:7-8 clearly tells us that the spirit of lawlessness, which was at work in Paul's day and has continued in the earth, will only, and we know according to scriptures, I can take you to the book of Timothy, I can take you to the writings of the Apostle Peter, I can take you to more writings of the Apostle Paul and prove to you that this spirit of lawlessness is not going to get better. It's not going to diminish. You're not going to get some, and I'll probably get in trouble for this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You're not going to get some Christian conference together and they're all going to gather with, you know, 600 people and they're going to have a conference together and they're going to just pray it away. They're going to just bind it away. They're going to hold up banners and they're going to do all this stuff. And then the enemy is going to just back out and turn away. That's not going to happen. So I know that's going to upset a lot of people because that's a theology that has circulated in the body of Christ and in the church for years that, you know, it's called dominionism. And I don't want to get into that because it's a whole other rabbit trail. But what I'm trying to tell you is, according to my Bible and according to the way I have read it and the way I understand it, listen to me, it's going to get darker before the dawn. Evil is going to wax worse. Lawlessness is going to abound. Wickedness is going to abound. It's going to get darker. It's going to get evil. It's going to get more wicked. But here, and I don't want to leave you hanging here. We want to give you a redemptive hope. And let me leave you with that, with this. So let me give me about 7 minutes, guys, and then we'll be done. So, because I really want to take my time and expound on this right here and capitalize with what I want to capitalize with. So here's what I want you to, this is what you need to prepare yourself. Even as the article says here, let me pull it back up here. Here's one headline. The future is here. Here's another one. Quote, the new normal, the new normal. And as much as I hate to say this, but the answer is yes. What you're seeing, what you're witnessing is the perfect storm of events that has been prophesied, that has been declared, that has been decreed. And it's only going to wax worse and worse because according to at least one passage here that we know of, this mystery of lawlessness is going to continue to spread in the earth, not just America, guys, but I'm dealing with America today because I live in America. I don't live in Europe. I don't live in Australia. I live here in America. So I'm going to shine a spotlight on where I'm called to. But this mystery of lawlessness, this spirit of lawlessness is going to spread its tentacles, not just in America, but it's going to go global. And it's going to do so, listen to me, until the restrainer, the main restrainer, the ecclesia of the church is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed. Who is the restrainer? The church. How will the restrainer be removed? Taken out of the way. Now listen, for those that don't, and I know people will fight this, people will refute this, people will argue with this, and people are very divisive over this, but I 100% believe that the scriptures tell us that there is coming the shout of the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God, that will sound, it will blow, there will be a voice that will say, come up here. Thessalonians talks about this, Revelation chapter 4 talks about this, and we and the dead in Christ shall rise first, be taken up. And we who are alive and remain shall be harpazoed, caught up. And together we shall be with them in the clouds. And when the church is removed from the equation, watch this, the restrainer is completely removed. What we're seeing right now is just a fraction of what is to come. In fact, your Bible says in the book of Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, when it talks about the days of the tribulation, it said, unless the days had been shortened, no flesh would survive. Why do you think Jesus said in the book of Luke 21, pray that you may be found worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass on the earth? Because listen, friends, we're living in what we're seeing right now. Could you imagine being alive during the time of the tribulation and being on the earth? I don't plan on it. Listen, if you say, well, I don't believe in that stuff and I'm going through the tribulation, you are welcome to stay. I don't plan on staying. I plan on going on with the first boat out. But if you wish to stay here during the tribulation, be my guest. But I'm telling you, the Antichrist cannot make his full appearance and his full identity be known as long as you and I, who have the Spirit of God on the inside of us, who are full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Word of God, he cannot come on the scene and deceive the whole world, because you and I will be on every social media outlet, we'll be in the streets, we'll be everywhere we can, and we would be standing up and declaring that this guy is exactly what Revelation 13 warned us about, what the Bible warned us about, what the apostles warned about, what Jesus warned us about. But listen, think about it, guys. If we who are following Christ, who are born again, who have a covenant with him, and we are removed from the equation, then the only thing that's going to be left on the earth are the goats and the tares. Now, who are the goats and the tares? The goats and tares are not the true believers. They are the lukewarm Christians that will be left behind. And I believe they will fall. They will be the ones that the Bible says even the very elect would be deceived if were possible. They will be the ones that will follow this guy head over heels. They're going to be convinced that he's the Messiah. He's the Savior. You do realize, I don't even have time. Listen, this is a whole other different podcast. I'm going to try to do another one tomorrow. And I'm going to deal with something that just came out in Israel. And I'm telling you guys, most of the Jews in Israel are not messianic. They don't believe in Yeshua. They don't believe Jesus as the Messiah. And they are awaiting and they are anticipating and they are looking for a Messiah. And I do not believe that it's the Messiah that the Word of God talks about, but I believe it's the Antichrist. And I'm going to talk about that probably tomorrow. I'm going to try my best to get on here tomorrow, and I'm going to bring up some information. I'm going to show you some profound stuff that's coming out of Israel and how they're preparing for this, quote, Messiah. But again, all this is coming together, guys. The spirit, I want to leave you with this, the spirit of lawlessness is at work in the earth, and we're seeing it. We're seeing its evidence. We're seeing its fruit. We're seeing it manifested, and people are paying for it. Lives are being taken for it. Cities are burning for this. The looting, the rioting, the lawlessness, the abominations, all these things are going to continue. They're going to wax worse. They're going to grow worse. But here is the good news. As always, Luke 21:28, Jesus said, when you begin to see these things coming to pass, look up. Notice he said, look up. Look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Why is he telling us to look up and lift up our heads? Because again, come on, the voice of the archangel, the shout, the trumpet of God is going to come from above. He's going to, come on, he's going to stand over the banister of heaven, and he's going to call his church home. And that's why he told us, and he told the apostle of the apostles, and he told the disciples, that when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, why did he say, pray that you may be found worthy to escape all these things? Keep your heads lifted up. Don't keep them down. Don't be depressed. Don't be, come on, downtrodden. Don't be walking around in oppression and say, woe is me. And, you know, it's all over. Come on. We need to be rejoicing, because all these things are culminating. They're coming together. And it means that Messiah, the true Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, come on, the Son of Man, the Son of David, is about to split the eastern sky. So here's what you and I need to be doing right now. We need to prepare our own homes. We need to get our own homes set in order. We need to have our own family set in order. And then we need to go into the highways and byways and compel them to come into the house of the Lord. Get them ready, get them watching, and get them prepared for the coming of the Lord. In endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Guys, that's going to be where we're going to find us. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. Please go and subscribe to our daily digest. Please don't forget to download our free app. It is absolutely free, and it's available on Apple. It's available on Android. You can download it and get it into your hands, where you can get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Again, hit yes to push notifications. Down at the bottom, it says listen and watch. That's where we're going to be all of our segments, like this one right here. All of our podcast segments are going to be there, where you can watch them and you can listen to them at your convenience. And guys, again, did I mention it's free? There's no charge to this. Don't rely on Facebook. Don't rely on Twitter. Don't rely on YouTube. All these social media outlets, please get our app. That's where you're going to keep up with this. And as always, guys, we want to give you an opportunity. If this ministry is a continual source of information, blessing, equipping, please pray about becoming a monthly partner. And you can do that. It's simple. You can give electronically, or you can give by check or money order. If you wish to give electronically, you can do it through the app down at the bottom on the right, or you can give straight on the website, or you can give by check or money order. And you could do that at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. And that's again, Monroe, Georgia 30655. And as always, guys, we appreciate you coming on here and taking the time out on this Thanksgiving week. We're about 2 days away from Thanksgiving. I am going to try, Lord willing, to be back on here tomorrow to finish up this week. Because let's see, we will, if we come on tomorrow, we'll be hitting the, of course, we won't be on here on Thanksgiving, of course. And then Friday, we'll be traveling all day on the road, so we won't be on Friday. We may try to squeeze out something on this coming up weekend. If not, we will definitely be back on next Monday. So we're going to try to hit one more time. We're going to get one more segment in tomorrow, because I do want to talk about something I want to talk about tomorrow, and then we'll be on the road. So listen, just in the event, unforeseen circumstances, whatever, we don't get to come on here tomorrow, I want to go ahead and wish all of our viewers, our subscribers, our partners, and everyone that's watching a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time together with your family and your friends and even your neighbors or your church family or whoever you may be spending Thanksgiving with. And know that we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. And I pray the Lord's blessings upon you. May he keep you. May his countenance be upon you. Father, I pray for safe travels for those that are on the road and those that are flying or however may they may be traveling to their destinations for this Thanksgiving week. And we just plead and profess the blood of Jesus over them and pray there to be no harm, danger, or disabling accidents that would come upon them. In Jesus' name, all God's people said amen and amen. All right, guys, we're going to sign off for today. Hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.